Anne wanted to give her 17-year-old daughter, Sybil, something for her birthday that would last a lifetime. So she bought 2 hours of my time to meet about investing. At our first meeting, Sybil and I talked about her interests and ambitions. She had many. One was law school, an ambition that would definitely require money. Knowing that we would be talking, Sybil had already talked with her friends about what companies to invest in. Like most teenagers, she had a keen interest in food and clothes. As a result, she thought she might want to invest in the Gap clothing store or Krispy Kreme donuts. I assigned Sybil homework in preparation for our next session. First, I asked her to read a book that I gave her about teens and investing. Next, I asked her to visit a library to research information about the Gap and Krispy Kreme. She left eager to do both the reading and the research. At our second session, Sybil came prepared. Based on her own research, she had changed her mind about investing in the Gap and Krispy Kreme, not because they were poor choices, but because they were currently trading at their highest levels for the year. She also noticed that her friends had stopped buying from one of the stores. Sybil told me that based on her findings, she would rather invest in a mutual fund because she could get diversification and have her mutual fund managed by a professional money manager. Needless to say, I was impressed. We turned on the computer and visited some websites that could help Sybil narrow her choices in mutual funds. She ultimately chose an aggressive growth fund that would allow her to invest the additional amounts monthly. In just a short time of study, Sybil was able to make a competent choice for herself. Like you, she is on her way to a life of investing, which means a life with the kind of financial support that she needs to thrive.